Following is a tape made by F. Michael Black on August 10th, 1975, Miranda City, Texas, for the Texas A&I Oral History Collection. My name is F. Michael Black, Box 421, Miranda City, Texas. I compiled and edited Miranda City, a new town and a new oil field. I am a local historian whose interest lies in collecting local information about South Texas. The purpose of this tape is to give a short history of the Miranda City area. Miranda City was founded by Mr. O.W. Killam. Killam was a native of Missouri, and he had spent much of his life in Oklahoma. He came to Laredo, Texas in 1920 with the idea of becoming an oil operator. He visited the surrounding country with the idea of looking it over for the possibility of oil production. He went to what is known as the Miranda Valley on the Hennet Ranch in Zapata County in 1920. Looking at the structural formations of the valley, he made the comment that he felt that there was oil in that particular valley. Killam proceeded to secure drilling equipment to drill for oil on the Hennet Ranch in Zapata County. After he had purchased a rig and put up his first derrick, he drilled Miranda City Oil Company No. 1 Hennet in what is now known as the Miranda Valley Field, but the test proved a failure in late 1920. Then he drilled Miranda City Oil Company Hennet No. 2, which is lost because of bad casing. Finally, he secured the services of Otto Middlebrook to drill the Miranda City Oil Company No. 3 Hennet. And on April 17, 1921, at the depth of 1,461 feet, the test came in, pumping about 20 barrels of oil daily. It had been hoped that it would produce about 100 barrels a day. It was pumped into a 100-gallon tank, and it was the first commercial oil well in this section of the state. Miranda Oil Company No. 3 Hennet was the first producing commercial oil well south of San Antonio, and it encouraged others to get into the oil game. With the discovery of the Laredo Oil District, the result was that many ranchmen whose herds had suffered through droughts also benefited from what Killam had done, and soon the ranchmen had leased large tracts of land on their ranches for oil and gas development instead of depending on livestock. In 1921, together with Colin Schott of Cincinnati, Ohio, Killam started development work in Webb County and brought in the Schott Field just south of Miranda City. The Schott No. 2 was a real gusher, flowing wild over the wooden derrick and making 300 to 400 barrels of oil daily plus several million cubic feet of gas. Pictures of the well flowing wildly plus glowing accounts in the newspapers over the state and nation started the South Texas oil boom, and a rush was on. Killam also founded Miranda City in 1921 so as to have a place nearby as a center of the fast-growing oil business. After having established the Texapata Pipeline Company to serve the new oil production of the district and carry the oil to the tank farms on the railroad tank cars, he then established the Misco refineries at Miranda City in 1923. Killam soon became known as the greatest wildcatter in South Texas, and whether his ventures was a success or a failure, He was willing to gamble again in the oil game. He was one of those fellows who took things as they came. A little biographical information on Mr. Killam. Mr. Killam was born in Lincoln County, Missouri, April 27, 1874, and he attended college in Missouri until 1896. He graduated from the law department at the University of Missouri in 1898. He was married to Miss Hattie G. Smith of Southwest City, Missouri in 1902. They had two sons, Winfield and Radcliffe Killam, and one daughter, Louise, also known as Pat, and Winfield, also known as Hank, and Pat are both deceased. Pat was the wife of John G. Hurd, who is now an ambassador to South Africa. And at the age of 84, Mr. Killam passed away in Loretta, Texas on Thursday, January 1, 1959. After Mr. Killam obtained acreage on the Tex-Mex Railway, clearing was begun by workers from nearby Los Angeles under the direction of C. L. McCaslin, who was land agent for Miranda City. After the town was surveyed, maps were drawn up with brochures printed on the back telling of the great land venture and oil industry in the Miranda City area. And in December of 1922, the big sale for lots began. Miranda City grew to a point where it had approximately 13,000 population. As the town grew, the problems that go with the town of this sort of boom, oil boom town, began to come up. And one of the problems was water. And there was no water in Miranda City, and the citizens at first had to depend on water that was hauled from Bruni at the cost of $13 a tank car. And two tanks were furnished by Mr. Killam. Later, as the town grew and people realized the population was there to stay for a while, drilling was done out in the area of Los Angeles where there's flowing springs, and water was piped in from Miranda City, for Miranda City rather. And today, the drinking water for Miranda City is still piped at 2.5 miles from Los Angeles. There is no drinking water in Miranda City. As the town began to grow, there was a need for law. And one of the first well-known lawmen in Miranda City was W.W. Bill Sterling, who was later a Texas Ranger. And when he came to Miranda City, there was little law, but there was some need for law enforcement. And as soon as Sterling had lived in the county and the precinct long enough, he was appointed Justice of the Peace. And it was well known that Bill Sterling could handle almost any problem that came up. And there was a little sign that hung on his unpainted law office that was near the railroad tracks, and it read, W.W. Sterling, Justice of the Peace, the Law on the Tex-Mex. For more information on Bill Sterling and his activities in Miranda City in the South Texas area, I would recommend that the person read Trials and Trails of a Texas Ranger by Bill Sterling. Some of the other things that were interesting about Miranda City were the businesses. Miranda City at one time had a bank. The bank opened in June of 1922 and it folded on May the 18th of 1923. there was a newspaper in Miranda City at one time. It was the Miranda City Record. And there are 6 copies of the record that are available for any students that are interested in reading more about it. And a great deal of the information is recorded in the book on Miranda City. Of course, there were all sorts of businesses in Miranda City. There were drilling companies, truck lines, garages. There was a machine shop and foundry, oil well supply. There were hotels, service stations, cafes. Miranda City is still well known for one of its cafes, the Lawless Cafe, where excellent Mexican food is served. Miranda City schools began almost with the town's beginning, and they continue to have a school in Miranda City. At school enrollment's about 165 students, K through 12. One of the facts that the people in Miranda City like to brag about is that from 1929 to 1936, Dr. J.W. Edgar was superintendent at Miranda City, and he later became Adjutant General of Texas. Many of the people that came to Miranda City when it was first founded are soon after still live there. And it's interesting to talk with these folks because you find out that most of them came there just for a short while originally. They were there to see what was happening or to make it rich quick and then leave. Many of these people find themselves after 50 years or more still living there and enjoying a nice quiet town. Small town surroundings. The population of Miranda City has dropped to about 400 or 450. There's a post office, one grocery store, one gas station. Killam and Hurd has a field office there that employs many men. The machine and supply company, L&S, has a hardware store and machine shop and foundry. Wallace Cafe is there. And, of course, the school. Miranda City is starting to show signs after 50 years of continuous regression. The people are beginning that live there now are beginning to realize that the reason the town site and the people have moved from the site is that it was a boom town. But the people that live there now are there to stay. Building is beginning again. People are starting to build new homes, and people that have businesses are doing work on these businesses to make them more attractive and to make permanent changes. It is hard for a town like Miranda City that was a boom town, where the people moved in, threw up tents, shacks, and just storefronts, and operated out of these, that were there to get rich quick, rather. And when they leave, it sort of takes away from the town. And it takes the people a while to get back on their feet, but once they do, the people that stay want to make it a town where they can continue to live. And that's the way it is in Miranda City in 1975.